Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. And Mr. Main Event, B-Dub, Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? I go by the name Fred Nup. We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're raw, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mr. Main Event, B-Dub and Mike Knox. Got this Blog Talk Radio, it's on lock. From Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News to interviews, just a one-stop shop. We go live every Monday after Raw. So get on the net and log on to blogtalkradio.com /the game V1. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You could call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling. That's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio. Simply perfect.
Back there in Florida. And it's apparent that Brock is targeted the WWE top dog and is quest to regain the top spot.
give me this. Come on now. Let's get started. People, you are listening to Perfect Flex Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Main Event, Brian Waters, and I am joined by
Mike Knock, three X's, because I'm hardcore, fresh back from Miami. Let's go.
All right, Mike, you know how we do. Go ahead and give them the results.
Well, I would like to say that I had them this week, Brian, but I've really been sick. I ate some crabs, and not I have crabs. I was eating crabs, you sick people out there. But I can't give them particulars. That's the number to call in, people. It's 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. You can email into the show at theperfectplex@gmail.com. Actually, I do have the results for you, Rise, right here. I got a few I have in my hand. You got the tag team match against my tag team, the All-American, American, 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 five times American, and to me, the best in the world, Dolph Ziggler, took on the Funkasaurus and Cobra Santino Marella. Come on, has Brutus Clay lost a match yet? Of course he hasn't. They won that match as well. Also, you had the Mark Henry now, the WWE title on the line as CM Punk. CM Drunk is now referred to him as by Y2J, took on Sexual Chocolate. I'll never say it, call him by that name again. Mark Henry, and winner again, Mark Henry, this time by disqualification. We also had, I thought there were two matches I can remember, bro. Oh, nope, we had your favorite heel guy, Tenshi, take on the other Japanese guy who should be on the Future Endeavors list in the next couple of weeks when they start firing people. Yeah, that guy, yeah, he lost, and that was all they had, I think, that wrestled tonight, Brian. Am I correct?
And the conclusion, you know.
I forgot that match. John Cena. John Cena took on David A. List Otunga, and Super Cena wins again. Take it away, Main Event.
Well, you know, I'm sick in my stomach.
Uh-oh.
You know, people, yeah, it's time. Starting off, as we like to do in the wrestling round, we have, as a shout out to the real Dwayne Allen, because this was his baby, his segment, an angry rant. And here's mine. You ready? First of all, you have this idiot that comes from the UFC walking around talking about, yeah, don't be cheering me. I'm not doing this for you, you know, something sort of like that. The guy left the business, disrespected the business, actually, you know, whipped his Johnson out and pissed all over the business. It's my show. I'm in a mood, Mike. I'm in one of those modes right now.
He pulled out his Johnson, though?
Yeah, and he pissed all over the business. And yet people still want to cheer for this idiot. You know, you sit back and complain. You like, we was divided equally. I understand we was divided right down the middle, Mike, between Rock, Team Brilliant, and Team Cena.
Uh-huh.
But it seems like everybody just wants to hop on Team Lesnar all of a sudden, but you complain about John Cena. Yeah, but he's here every day. He's giving you his all. You know, my thing with Brock Lesnar, with Cena and versus The Rock, I went with the guy who made me happy, who made me love being a fan when I was younger. I still never said that Cena was a bad person. I just chose sides. But right now,
tell him why you mad. Tell him why you mad.
I can't stand this idiot. You don't come up here and disrespect Cena. And for those who couldn't see, that was a blatant punch right to John Cena's face. Tell me it wasn't. You saw it, Mike. Everybody saw it. That was a blatant punch.
It did seem to hit him right in the kisser. It truly did seem to hit him in the kisser. I'll give you that one.
Whew. All right.
Are you done yet? You told him why you was mad, son?
Like I said, Brock Lesnar, you suck.
All right, now, I'm not going to get into that Brock Lesnar discussion until the time comes to get into a Brock Lesnar discussion. Obviously, he's very PO'd by such people like, listen, I can't even go, P. Let's get this show started.
Tell him, Mike, tell him, when we was in Miami last week, and everybody was chanting, we want Lesnar, what was Mr. Main Event doing? No, we don't. You suck.
You heckle Brock Lesnar just as bad as I heckle woo woo woo. You suck, bro. Probably even worse. I have no legitimate gripe to hate him except for his gimmick. I really think, like, if you saw Brock Lesnar on the street, you would go to him and say, "Yo, why you do that to WrestleMania, dog? That was disrespectful." Now, if you hit me, I'm gonna sue you.
WrestleMania 20. I look forward to this. WrestleMania 20. There it was, where it all begins again. The year I graduated from high school, 2004. I waited all day in church for WrestleMania 20. And then all I remember is Jim Ross saying, the 82nd Airborne isn't going to be able to stop Brock Lesnar and Bill Goldberg. That's the reason why we have Stone Cold Steve Austin in there. And what happened, Mike? I was disappointed. I was disappointed. That match absolutely sucked.
The effort was very piss poor, if I do say so myself.
But yeah, you people call yourselves wrestling fans, and I love everybody in the wrestling realm. I love everybody. I love this business, and that's the reason why I'm so upset. We call ourselves wrestling fans, and we want to see the best performances. But then we hate on John Cena? Come on now. The guy might – all right. People say he cannot, quote-unquote, wrestle. If Chicago, Illinois did not prove that John Cena can wrestle because it was not CM Punk carrying that match. It was John Cena and CM Punk working together. All right. I got it out.
You got it.
I've been waiting a week.
Yo, he wasn't this hype. He was this hype for WrestleMania.
I wouldn't have been able to do this and drive last week. So, you know, I'm glad we didn't have a show last week. Since I saw that idiot hear the music, that's the only thing I like about Brock Lesnar's music. All right, I'm done.
All right, because you were bumping that in the airport. As I was disturbing you while you were trying to type up your WrestleMania thoughts, I will admit that and put a little personal business on the street. He was annoying people like, "Can you leave me alone? I am trying to type up my thoughts of WrestleMania," and I just talk a lot. So I'm like, "Damn it, talk to me, shoot." Anyway, people, the number to call in 347-637-3859. We are awaiting the phone call of Ring of Honor's own Adam Cole. But in the meantime, we got you, the $1 million audience, joining us, the $1 million Connection, as we form the Mega Powers in the $1 million Connection. Let's take our first call tonight. Maurice from the 215. Maurice is calling in. Maurice, what did you think about Monday Night Raw tonight, big guy? Mr. Main Event's out of breath.
First of all, man, y'all seem like y'all still in WrestleMania mode, man. Y'all fired up, ready to go.
How can you not be?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I just put the disclaimer on Reese. Wrestling is good, so you will see Mr. Main Event fired up like this from here all the way through WrestleMania 29.
but anyway, as far as tonight goes, yo, Main Event, I'm with you because... Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I probably, like, tripped when I actually heard it because I'm, like, one of those cats that, hey, I want to see it first before I start believing anything. And it's like, as soon as I, like, see the man walk out on my TV, I ain't going to believe Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, tonight go, yeah, Brock, now you want to talk about legitimacy?
Yeah!
Legitimacy?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I felt that.
I'm sorry.
I can let my co-host continue to ride on Brock Lesnar because they have a legitimate reason. I can't let everybody listen.
He was going somewhere with this.
All right. I'm going to mute myself on that.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry, but the legitimacy, Brock, if you wanted that, maybe you shouldn't have complained about the travel schedule, or maybe you could have at least... I don't know, put your heart into wrestling that match at WrestleMania 20 since you pretty much was going out and getting your tail kicked or something.
All right. My 10 seconds are up.
Go for it.
My 10 seconds is up. Outside of that WrestleMania performance, you cannot sit here and say that Brock Lesnar didn't give his all for wrestling or he didn't love the business or the travel. No one likes the travel of the business, okay?
Bull crap, Mike. John Cena's gone on record. And said he loves to travel.
Okay,
come on now.
John Cena's a little bit steroidish towards his wrestling career. But besides,
what about Big Show? What about Randy Orton? Come on now. You got to look at these guys who are veterans. You can't say that.
Randy Orton, hold on. Brock Lesnar spent 5+ years in WWE. You can't say that he didn't give his all for the company when he almost killed himself.
What? What 5 years? 2002 to 2004. 4 minus 2 equals 2.
He spent more than 2 years in WWE.
No, he didn't.
I need somebody to check his stats, please.
What?
I think my stat allergies. Mr. Main Event might be off by a year or two. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But damn it, I'm the best.
You are. 2002, right after WrestleMania, he made his debut right after WrestleMania 18, and then he left right after WrestleMania 20.
Hold on, Maurice. I need to get somebody else on here to maybe help my slide out. So I'm a juggle here, and neither one of these dudes normally I agree with, but I'm going to pick one of them right now. I'm going to go to 504. 504, you on the Perfect Plex Talk Radio. What you think about Raw?
Yeah.
And most importantly, please don't tell me you hate the don't you hate the next big thing as well.
Never that, man. I'm glad I brought it back.
I made a good pick. Go ahead, smart man. Speak your piece.
Man, Raw was all right, but when I found out Tonga and Cena was in the main event, I was like, yeah, I hope Brock come out and kill somebody. Please tell me he's going to come out and kill Cena. And he did. Thank you very much.
Come on now.
The beginning was tight though. I like the little brawl. I like the brawl. I like Cena slapped the piss out of Brock. I was surprised. And then and then Brock came out and bust Cena's face open. Oh man, I died twice. That was it for me. I was no more good after that.
All right, I got to put you on hold because you said no more good. I'm just messing with you, 504. Hold on one second. Now, Mr. Main Event. Now, see, here's my thing. Now, when you explained to me at Mania, you know, we were at WrestleMania last week. That's why we didn't have a show. We were, hopscotch.
No, Mike, they know.
Shout out to OG Nitty who's still hating it. We were at WrestleMania. So my thing is, he explained to me why he doesn't like Brock Lesnar. Okay? I want to... From that, let's talk about how WrestleMania into SmackDown, into Raw again has just been phenomenal. I think tonight's show, hands in hand, a good show, Mr. Main Event.
Oh, yeah. It was good. I really loved this thing with Jericho and Punk. I thought that I really wasn't sure how they was going to handle this. You know, it was, all right, we know who the best in the world is after that match because CM Punk got the better out of Chris Jericho, but Jericho came out there, and how better to explain it and say, look, we're going to celebrate this with a drink after our classic match, and they just keep picking on him and picking on him, so I'm really enjoying it. Excuse me. So, you know, I'm just seeing where Jericho and Punk are going with this, feud, I think this feud really has some legs to it. And one thing we know about Chris Jericho, he's one of the best at creating feuds. You look at his rivalries with Chris Benoit, his rivalries with Shawn Michaels, you know, even his rivalry that he had with Cena a couple of years ago when he said he was sitting at home watching Cena bask in all the glory. And that's what we're seeing, you know, him do with CM Punk. And he's really great. He's really made Punk look really vulnerable, but also bringing out the best out of Punk.
Well, you know what? I have to say I apologize. Mr. Y. Sebastian, when we call Y, second you in saying that Brock Lesnar only spent 2 years. My God, sometimes wrestling years seem long. Y'all know that. Okay, that was a fast 2 years to me. But we have a lady
not with
on the line.
Piece of crap like Brock Lesnar.
We got a lady on the line. So, guys, you know how we do it around here. Ooh, ladies first. Ladies first. Shannon, you're on with Perfect Plex Talk Radio.
I had to call in. Tonight was on fire. I was screaming, jumping, woke my daughter up. It was hot.
Well, what was your favorite moment of the night, Shannon?
Cena get his lip bloody by Rock. That's what threw me through
too.
The roof.
Okay, so you're not a Cena fan.
No, I am not a Cena fan. The only time I ever rooted for Cena is when the Nexus came out. I am not a Cena fan. So I am rooting for Brock at the moment all the way. I loved it.
Okay.
Why do you hate
that?
I'm sorry. I just had to ask this. I don't hate nobody except for Jack Ryder.
Jack Ryder?
And the great Khali, I can't stand those guys. But how can you hate John Cena? That guy, the reason why I went for John Cena at WrestleMania was simply because, to me, he's for the business. And I'm going to say this to everybody who's listening. You cannot call yourself a wrestling fan and not like John Cena.
Okay, let me clarify. It's not that I hate John Cena himself as a businessman. trust me, if you put him against anybody, yeah, he's definitely for the business. He definitely does whatever's right for the business. It's the way his character is executed. I don't like it. It's too candy-coated, bubble gum. It's too one-dimensional. He has no change. That's what I don't like. Everybody knows Cena is definitely the company man. You want Cena to go from Florida to Texas to North Carolina and back again 35 over, he'll do it. Nobody denies the fact that Cena will, like he says, bleed for the company. But his character, it needs to change. Like somebody said tonight on The Realm, his character does not change at all. You slap the shit out of him, and he will still have that damn smile on his face. Tonight is the only night I saw him come with some fire. Hello?
Yeah. I was just saying, with all due respect, I understand. I hear you, but I don't agree with you. And Cena said it best when he had his interview with Sports Illustrated. Until somebody gives him a until somebody get as good as The Rock, then he'll open up. Now, the bottom line is, I'm not going to sit up here and defend Cena all night, but the fact is, yeah, we had Brock Lesnar come out there, which obviously people understand that that's a legitimate beef. Brock Lesnar hated on Cena from the beginning, maybe because he realized Cena was more marketable than he ever could be. But nonetheless, he came out there, and Cena, you could really see the passion in his eyes. Like, he said, no, I want to compete tonight. And Extreme Rules, Brock Lesnar has it coming to him. You best believe that.
Well, Washa Bass is checking in. He doesn't want to come online. Washa Bass said he agreed with Shannon but the same reason why he agreed with Shannon, and Shannon, thanks for the call, is because the same reason why he doesn't like Superman. Because John Cena has that Superman syndrome where he can't be defeated, and there's nothing. He's just all-around goody-two-shoes guy who can't be beat. And that's the same reason why he doesn't like Superman. But, you know, he's a Batman fan, so whatever. But in the interest of being scared to put him on the line, I'm going to do that. Matter of fact, he going to wait because he ain't going nowhere. We got G-Lo calling in from the firm. G-Lo, what's going on, man? Welcome to Perfect Plex Talk Radio.
What's up, Mike Knox, man? How y'all feeling, fellas? Y'all doing good out there?
Yes, sir. What's going on, G-Lo?
Nothing much, Brian, man. Nothing much, man. Just kind of timing a little bit, man. We're doing our show at the same time. Just try to time it, cross-promote
real
quick.
Holy crap. We got two shows going on at one time.
At one time. Never been done before. Perfect Plex on the network. Just wanted to chime in. We also want to get my man Champ Creed on the line who wanted to holler at y'all. Hold on one sec. Yo, Champ Creed.
In my Gorilla Martini.
Yeah, I hear you a little bit, G-Lo, but
like,
I hear them over you.
Yo, I wanted to comment on the lady real quick. Yo, Zack Ryder's done. As I said earlier, Zack Ryder's career is done. He's nothing back to his job, but once he sold his stuff to the WWE, he can't do his own name. He doesn't have rights to his own name anymore. Zack Ryder will be nothing but a jobber. His main event days are over. Fans love it, leave it, whatever case. Yeah. He's done. Cena right now, Brock Lesnar busting him in the lit was the best thing that ever happened to WWE tonight.
Y'all some mean people, man.
I'm not mean. This is my point. Not mean. The best thing that happened is now it puts some legitimacy to WWE. And those UFC fans who just tuned in tonight to see Brock Lesnar, you can't deny it. They are UFC fans who just watched wrestling tonight to see what Brock Lesnar is going to do. They saw a little bit of blood. So right now they're happy. They giddy. And so what they think right now, you know what? I'm going to order Extreme Rules and WWE about to get paid. You know,
yeah. But, you know, I'm going to say that, G-Lo, is if there wasn't WWE fans, and I'm not – people hear me out. Don't get your panties all in the botch like David Otunga, no broke back. If Brock Lesnar wouldn't have came from WWE, UFC wouldn't have got as popular as it got. He helped that organization get big as well. So for it to have it come back to wrestling is pretty cool, at least for Vince McMahon's pocket and those who have stock in the company as well.
Totally agree.
Well, let me ask you.
Brock said it tonight. He said it tonight. And look how Brock, and I was disappointed I made out, and I don't know if anybody noticed, Brock is wearing his own stuff that still has UFC advertising on it.
Yeah, I saw that today, too.
He's advertising Jimmy John's. Brock Lesnar does what he want to do right now. No other superstar in WWE can wear stuff that's advertising another company or another organization but Brock Lesnar. Nobody's making him change his shirt. They're getting free advertisement. UFC all day. He mentioned UFC tonight. Has not been done in a while. And Brock was able to talk about his UFC days and all that. WWE downplayed it on WWE.com earlier this week, but did not. With his bio, UFC is not even mentioned in that.
Yeah, I did see that. Go ahead, baby bro. You have something to say?
like I said, the bottom line is when you look at the UFC fans coming over, this is where the young guys have to step up and be able to grasp those fans. So let's say if I'm a UFC guy and I see somebody like a Cody Rhodes or a Dolph Ziggler, it's like, hey, this is why I want to watch WWE now. So this is a good opportunity, as G-Lo just said, as far as having UFC fans pay for those tickets. Pay for that Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
Well, G-Lo, thanks for the call, man. I got a lot of calls online. I appreciate that very much. Stick around if you'd like to. Shannon had a good point. Baby bro, at the risk of bringing this guy on, because he's the new Mr. Lopez, I'm going to bring on Shark just so I can argue with this guy about what he just wrote in the chat room. Shark, you've been dying. You've been inboxing. You've been DMing. You've been texting about how much you got to say. You got two god darn minutes. Go.
All right. Well, first off, to both you guys and to everybody that gave the condolences for the week I was out, thanks to everybody. I appreciate all that. Second off, I got to say, you know, I see both sides about the whole thing with Brock Lesnar. I see that, you know, on a locker room standpoint, you're going to have a bunch of people that are pissed off because of the way he dissed the business with the way he exited. But at the same time, it was a good business move, only on the count that it added shock value despite all the rumors and the reports that, about his return. But also, just the fact that, you know, the WWE, we saw this in the Royal Rumble, they're running on fumes in terms of star power. Regardless of what the excuse is, the fact is they don't have any enough stars outside of John Cena or maybe Randy Orton, at least at this point. So for this reason, that was probably enough to bring Brock Lesnar in. Now, I'm not forgiving him about WrestleMania 20. I was one of the unfortunate few that had to watch that match. But I'm saying that right now, the first couple months are going to be his proving ground. And at the very least, look on the silver lining here, at least the WWE was smart enough not to give him a multi-year deal and give him a whole buttload of money. They only gave him a one-year deal.
Well, you know what? To go with that, Shark, and how everybody got on The Rock, and his deal is better than The Rock's as far as his appearance. From what I read, and you guys know I can't stand reading, you know what's coming, baby bro, that copy-paste crap. Shouts out to Diggy Simmons, copy-paste. Listen, he got 30 to 40 appearances. That's twice as many as The Rock had, if not three times as many as The Rock had in his one-year contract, when The Rock signed an additional one-year contract as well with when Brock Lesnar signed his. So my thing is 30 to 40 appearances, that's all you really want from your big guys. If you get that out of The Rock, you'll be happy. If you get that out of John Cena, Triple, I mean, any of those guys, you'll be happy. That's what most of these guys want anyway. That's pretty much a TNA contract. And, yes, I just referred to TNA on Perfect Plex Talk Radio on a Monday Night Raw. Go ahead, baby bro. You got something to respond to that?
Nah, me and Shark talked about this. Shark had everything on the head, you know, as you can see, he's just as passionate. And if you don't see it, look on ultimatesportstalk.com and pwjournal.wordpress.com. And, of course, Shark's blog, and you will find out how passionate he is because he wrote a very in-depth article, and all I could do was just give a live hand clap.
Oh, he got a live one and an audio clip soundtrack. How about that? Shark, hold on 1 second. Wise called back in, and let me go ahead and explain your point. Wise Shabazz, the one we call Wise. In case y'all don't know who that guy is, let me just go ahead and explain y'all who he is. Next to me, he's the most electrifying man in sports talk radio. And he gets a theme song. Go ahead, Wise. State your piece. You said I screwed up what you were saying.
Yo, is this my first time on Perfect Plex Radio?
Yes, yes it is.
Wow, history in the making. I love it. What's happening, B-Dub?
What's going on, Wise? How you been? Long time no see,
hey, man,
brother.
I can't call it, man. You know, I'm just trying to make it do what it do, you know, in the Ray Charles way without feeling on no wrist. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're just making it happen, man. but I just wanted to say like a couple things, man. One, that lady that was on the line said something very, very key because I couldn't understand what it was about Cena that people hate so much. You know what I mean? And when she said what she said, because I know me and Mike Knox get into it all the time because he's a big Superman fan. I can't stand Superman, but I like Batman. And one of the things I always said was Superman didn't have enough depth to his character. And she said, it's not that I don't like John Cena, it's that I don't like the way his character is being executed. This is a schoolboy guy. Like, when you see, like, he says how he'll never turn on the fans, right? When The Rock turned on the fans start liking him because what happens is then he's more relatable. You know what I'm saying? It's like you could look at a guy who says, you know what, y'all don't like me, I don't care, I'm going to still do my thing, forget y'all, and say, yeah, that's probably what 99.9% of people would do. When this guy just gets up and wants to be, you know, goody two-shoes, leave it to Beaver every time, no matter what the fans say, real people don't really connect to that on a deep level, which is why, like I said, Mike, I don't connect to Superman because, again, what is he dealing with besides the fact that he's strong and powerful? You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why a lot of people don't like John Cena. Another thing I want to say real fast is I love, like y'all was talking about Brock wearing his shirt. Did y'all notice that Brock is the only person to ever say, if correct me if I'm wrong, the only guy to ever say UFC on Raw?
I believe so.
Huh.
Who's ever mentioned UFC by name on Raw?
Shamrock never did?
I don't think he did.
They used to just say
MMA, they said Mixed Martial Arts.
They would say Ultimate Fighting.
But this guy said UFC.
Yeah.
Something's going on with that guy. I think it's great that he's back. I think what the one brother said is really key, man. Like, you know, right now, WWE is missing the real star power. You know what I'm saying? Again, besides John Cena, like, who else is a household name that somebody outside of wrestling would know? Like, I've mentioned to people that don't watch wrestling that, you know, CM Punk, they don't know who I'm talking about.
Icons.
Right.
Why Sting isn't an icon, people. That's why Sting's not an icon.
And I heard that show. That guy couldn't understand it. And, again, no disrespect to the brother that was on the wrestler that was on there, but you can't ask a wrestler who's trying to hold on to his icon status if somebody that's bigger than him is icon. You know what I mean? So he's got a different view on it because he was in the life, he's in the world. But outside that world, most people don't, if you say Sting, they're going to start singing the Biggie song. You know what I mean? The guy that sung the hook for Biggie, that's all they don't know who Sting the wrestler is. So how many guys on the roster right now actively does the average person know besides John Cena? But they know Brock Lesnar. They know The Rock.
Hey, Wise, this is my thing. It's not that I'm saying people should like Cena's character, but once you go overboard and criticizing that man, him as a human being, that's what I have a problem with.
Right.
Sure, like I said, when it came to WrestleMania, me and Mike were sitting right next to each other, Mike yelling, let's go Cena. I'm yelling, Cena sucks.
Hey, you got to tell everybody I was doing that, man. That was private.
It's on video. Come on now.
No broke back.
But the bottom line is that's why I have a problem. I understand. Okay, don't like his character. This is what we pay for. We pay when we watch wrestling. We pay our cable bills. We pay for our merchandise. We pay to choose who we want to root for and who we don't want to root for. Like I said, from a business aspect, I think Brock Lesnar being back is great. But once you start – but from a personal aspect, like I said, my rant, that's a personal thing with me. But if you don't make business personal. And that's my biggest issue is why do people want to criticize him as a man? You know, he didn't sit up there. He don't play the political game. I can understand, as much as I love Hulk Hogan, I understand why people don't like him. Because he will play the creative control gimmick. Or mean, creative control behind the scenes. That's something you don't hear, and obviously we're not there, but we can only go based on what we hear. You don't hear that, and obviously it showed when he jobbed the when he put Punk over in Chicago and he put The Rock over in Miami.
There you go.
Oh, and
people.
He put RVD over in Philly.
Yes, he did put RVD over, by the way. Listen, guys, number to call in is 347-637-3859. In about 15 minutes, we're going to have Ring of Honor's own Adam Cole call into the building. Listen, people, the number calling again, I'm going to say it for you in case you didn't hear it, 347-637-3859. Tweet out to your friends and tell a friend to tell a friend. Perfect Plex Talk Radio is on and is live. The chat room is open. Shouts out to all the guests in there, Sean in there, Steve in there, OG Nitty in there holding it down. It's on, a voice that clap, Jimmy Dugan. Wise, thanks for the call. I was going to go to the job name.
Shouts out to PW Journal.
How about
my man
that?
Jason listening to live. Enjoying the show, man.
I had a MMA host from another show that was calling in, but I guess he had to run. I don't know. Maybe a call back. Let's go to Spot.
That's what Brock is going to do at Extreme Rules.
There you go, Lee.
I'm taking shots. Pow, pow, pow. Shots will be fired all night.
Hello, we got Spot Face in the building. We know he's going to come controversial. Come on, Spot. Let us have it.
As always, as I do, the MVP of the wrestling realm. How y'all doing, fellas?
You know, a
Why
lot of people
give your award.
Right, right. When it. I'm done. I'm on mute myself.
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
The Cena thing. You know, I love to hate on Cena, but as a man, you're absolutely right. Nobody should have the right to hate on him personally. Character-wise, he has no depth. We all know that. Even Hogan, before WrestleMania 3, got some depth. When Andre took the cross off his neck, Hogan got serious.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe John needs a little some of that.
Hold on, Spot. He got serious when it came to The Rock.
That was older Hogan.
That
was NWO. That don't count.
No, yeah, I'm talking about Cena and Rock.
Oh.
I mean, hold on. When Edge went to his house and slapped his father, he didn't get that serious.
I disagree with y'all. I think you guys look for the worst in this guy. I've seen that man get angry. Where do you think Rufus' aggression came from? Because he got mad.
So he gets angry by pumping up his sneakers?
He gets mad.
He's going to kill my frog shorts? That's when he get angry?
He's
ready for war, so he puts on camouflage?
He went to Iraq and had a life-changing experience. I don't know. I'm just saying, I've seen him get angry. That's all I'm saying. I've seen him get mad. He got mad at The Rock. I've seen him get mad when Edge came to his house. I've seen him get mad when Brock Lesnar bust his mouth. He was mad. Some people get mad. You ever seen the people, speaking about UFC, y'all all watch Ultimate Fighter, right? Remember the boy Kung Fu Boy, Bruce Leroy? He would get punched and would smile. Maybe that's Cena's reaction. He gets punched in the mouth and he starts smiling. I don't know.
I got to go to work, so I can't stay. Can I get my Russian sickle out the way, though?
Go ahead and get it out the way, because I got my Russian sickle's on you, so you're the MVP of the wrestling realm.
Wow. The realm loves me. Shout out to the realm. They comment. They like statuses. We have great fun. Mark Henry.
Wait a minute. You can't come on my show and take my Russian sickle. But because you're my man, I'm going to let you have this one.
Well, I think that's about 10 coldest Russian sickles, but go ahead.
The world's dumbest man.
Oh.
The promo was going so well. He was playing it so right. And he had to end it with saying he's going to be the next world heavyweight champion.
Come on.
Now, I don't know if he got confused in what show he was on, but you can't get confused with the champions. One is short with tattoos, the other one has red hair and is pale as hell. So I don't get how he doesn't say the next WWE champion.
Hold on. But when he said world, then for a second, for one split second, didn't y'all think he was going to say wrestling entertainment?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, he's going to break the fourth wall. No, you're not supposed to say it. I know he's like, because I'm going to be the world.
But I got to answer the spot space question. You know what he thought, right? He thought, hold on, this McMahon will never let me have the WWE championship, so I'm going to say the one I can have, which is the world heavyweight title. Because ain't no black man outside of The Rock ever going to be, oh, I'm sorry, people out there who don't think The Rock is black. He's black and Samoan. Okay.
Rocky Johnson's his daddy, and
right.
That's as black as he's going to get.
That's as black as he's going to get. Thanks, Spot, for the call, man. We got a couple more people online here. I need to take a break, baby bro. Take a break. Listen, people, the number to call in, 347-637-3859. Tell a friend and tell a friend. We live right now, man, and it's all about can you smell what The Rock is cooking. We be back. Smell it.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Smell it.
Come on. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah. Finally, The Rock has come back. Laying down the smack on you monkey crap. Candy-coated axe. Enter the squared circle with the great one. The most electrifying moves. Don't touch the station. Children and their children, they all chant with the millions upon millions of Rock fans. Get ready for the square dance. Here's
your chance for a can of ass whooping from the people's champ. If you smell what the rock's cooking. Check yourself, you don't know me, jabroni. Go back to the gym, you're too bony. So you want a piece of the rock, make it crumble. In these WrestleManias, kid, we Royal Rumble. Telling us that war is war. What the hell you think we came for? To play with these whips and chainsaws and sharp glass? I shine them up real nice, turn them sideways, and shove them up your candy ass. If you smell what the rock's cooking. Smell what the rock's cooking. If you smell what the rock's cooking.
Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
This is it, y'all. Summer Slam, Son of Sam out. It's Thursday night SmackDown. There's no way out. Now you got a problem with the Brahma Bowl. Time to fill the rock bottle. Ain't no way to stop me. See the people's eyebrow, ignite the crowd into a fitting frenzy. They want blood now. Chin lock and chair shots, suplexes, leg drop. Finish with the people's elbow with Sonic Rock. If you smell what the rock's pushing.
Smell what the rock's pushing.
People, the best damn show in radio, Radio Networks, is here. The flagship show, The Barbershop, is open each and every single Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. Before you go out and shake your tail feather, and fellas, before you go out, you know you got to come into the barbershop to make sure you look fresh for the ladies. Well, come sit down in the chair and let us give you the sports talk like no one can. The same talk you get at home in your local barbershop, the same talk you get at home in your favorite sports bar, all rolled into one in the barbershop. That's right, people. The CEO, Mike Knox, that's with three X's because I'm hardcore, aims to please, and please we will. Listen, we're going to talk NCAA. We're going to talk NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, mixed martial arts, and much, much more. Join us each and every single week as we give you just that, facts and opinions, including the most important opinion, yours, the people. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. And come on, tell your friends to tell a friend to tell a friend. The barbershop is open. An appointment is waiting for you.
That's right, people. It's Corey G. Impacting your Thursday nights with myself and Mike Knox. You know he uses those three X's because he's hardcore. Make sure you check us out each and every single Thursday night, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern, right here on the best damn show in radio, Radio Networks, as we impact your life with real talk about the real world. We'll also get into a little sports, and then our staple segment, Trippin' Thursday, where Mike, myself, the crew, you the listener, have an opportunity to get some things off your chest. People, I'm telling you, you better duck, because we're coming for Dome Pieces, the best damn show in Radio Networks. The future is now, and we are here.
This is Harry Smith, and you're listening to the best damn show in radio with Mike Knox.
and Mr. Main Event. We are back. The best damn show on Radio Radio Networks presents Perfect Plex Talk Radio each and every single Monday night, immediately following Monday Night Raw. Baby bro, I want to get into what you were talking about earlier that kind of got away from people, and that's how huge, how big the CM Punk Jericho angle is right now. I remember Shark a couple weeks back kept saying how was it a flutter? You know what I mean? Did it drop the ball? I remember the wrestling realm was also heavy big on, and I remember I was one of the few people along with Jim Evans that said, "Hey, give it time." And my God, to me, it arguably was the second best story at WrestleMania, in my opinion, behind the end of an era match. As far as telling the story was concerned, it's picked up the ball since then. I'm a huge component of this. And right now, my mark out moment was the fact that he called him CM Drunk. I'm sorry. Chicago made drunks. That's all I'm saying. I'm offended at. So as far as the CM Punk Jericho angle is going, I can't wait for Extreme Rules. I still wish it was called Backlash, but it's not. And my rush is still going nice since it was stolen from Spotface. I got to give it right now to how they're jobbing my boy Cody Rhodes out. And did I or did I not call my shot, baby bro, when I said he's going to lose at WrestleMania because how he's embarrassing the Big Show? And this is how up-and-coming star also gets over. Even though I feel like he's being buried, he's truly not, because he's not getting buried by several individuals. He's getting buried by a legend in the Big Show. Even though he may take a lot of Big Shows when he goes to the bathroom, he's putting over Cody Rhodes, in my opinion, baby bro.
We'll say that he's being humbled.
Okay, there you go. I like that better. That's a good vocabulary. You must go to college. You're a college student. You're on the dean's list over there.
Three times on the dean's list. But, you know, that's a different story for a different day. As you allude to Punk and Jericho, like I said, I thought that they would probably end it at WrestleMania, but I'm glad they didn't. You know, I remember the episode in which I was sick. You were saying, and you and Spotface were saying, you just waiting for to see his mother turning tricks the next week. Which obviously he didn't go there. But nonetheless, these two, you look at their in-ring skill, which is phenomenal. But then their microphone skill is also phenomenal. And then, like I said, just seeing Punk go back to that anger, that inner anger that he had back in July, that same fire, and it's nothing like it. And that's the CM Punk we want to see.
Well, you know, according to DDP, we had him on the show Saturday. He said Chris Jericho couldn't have performed at WrestleMania if it weren't for DDP yoga, cheap pop. So there you have it. But the story goes like this. Dr. D from the wrestling firm, the mastermind behind the Summit of Wrestling Roundtable, has joined us. Dr. D was live at Raw tonight. Doc, what's the aftermath looking like?
Man, the story indeed goes like this. What's going down, Wrestling Summit Roundtable? Never mind anybody that's worried why I'm on this show, but it's because we are the Wrestling Summit Roundtable. So right now I'm wondering how long it was going to take before all those promos, before I got on the show, Mike. What's going down, man? I'm at the hotel. A lot of people know where I'm at. And, yes, I just talked to my boy Matt Stryker, who, of course, is a mentee of WWE Hall of Famer Johnny Rod. We were just talking a little bit, and then Kofi and CM Punk just came past, and Jerry the King Lawler, who I said what's up to, who as y'all know, my YouTube, it should be past 7,200 views. But right now, I will say for those who had missed the Raw, who have missed the post Raw, we saw that Dolph Ziggler came out and just cut a promo on Cena, saying that with all the stars that has just beat Cena, that he's next in line. But it ended, of course, sending the hometown Cena fan, not hometown, but all the Cena fans, sending them home happy with just Cena giving Dolph Ziggler an FU. I still call it an FU. Heck with that attitude adjustment. But right now, it's just pretty quiet right now, still waiting for some of the stars to come in. But Raw was off the chain tonight.
Doc, what was the atmosphere like? I mean, obviously, we know it wasn't going to be like WrestleMania. But, we've gone to shows here in Baltimore together. We've gone to shows in D.C. together. What would you say tonight's atmosphere was like on a 1 to 10?
Well, I will say right now, and guys, if y'all stay with me right now, Kofi is came down the elevator. Maybe y'all get a chance to talk to him. But Kofi is here, and he's just greeting the fans. As only Kofi would do it. But I would say, if I can remember your question that quick, just looking at Kofi, he is definitely, well, I would say right now, compared to, if you're comparing it to WrestleMania, was that your question? Hey, Brian. Brian, you still there?
I'm back, Doc. Yeah, that's
can you hear me? I'm still here.
Brian, you still here? Okay. I wasn't checking. Here, Kofi is talking right now. Y'all get a chance to speak to Kofi real quick.
I have a new one.
And Kofi, my boys Brian and Mike want to say hello to you.
All right, what's up, Brian and Mike? Don't put them on.
What's going on, Kofi Kingston?
All
right, how you guys doing?
We all right.
True.
There y'all have it. The one and only Kofi Kingston on the Wrestling Summit Roundtable. It's only Dr. D could do it just to put Perfect Plex Talk Radio over. I just had to do that for a little bit. So,
ask him after his accent.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. But, all right, now I'll get back to your question. Refresh my memory. You know I'm hitting 40 this
year. Like I said, comparing wrestling in the past few months, you know, we've been traveling to shows together, Ring of Honor, Raw, SmackDown, and TLC. Compare the atmosphere to those shows to the atmosphere tonight, a week removed from WrestleMania. What would you say the atmosphere was like tonight at the Verizon Center?
Oh, all I can say is yes. 10 times over. 1,000 times over. Place was crazy tonight. And Daniel Bryan, and all it took was for Daniel Bryan to be in that match, and still said yes for the whole night.
Because we didn't get too many yeses on TV, but I will say this, that, you know, that I'm glad that it's still carrying on. But, Doc, we're going to let you go. We got Adam Cole coming online, so if you will hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the former CZW World Junior Heavyweight Champion, former MCW Reigns Television Champion two times, former WXWC4 Hybrid Champion, and currently wrestling for Ring of Honor. You can see him each and every Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, get on your feet for Adam Cole!
Well, I think you guys are going to go down as the greatest radio introduction for me of all time. That was fantastic. So I could probably just hang up now.
Adam Cole, thanks for joining us on Perfect Plex Talk Radio.
Oh, sure. Thank you guys for having me on, man.
Man, how's it going? You know, I saw you guys just left Baltimore this week, Ring of Honor Wrestling. Obviously, you've been doing your thing on the indie scene and in Ring of Honor. What was the transition like, you know? For going from, you're still young in your career, but you've accomplished so much.
Yeah, well, pretty much, man. When I decided that I wanted to be a pro wrestler and I wanted to get into this, it never entered my mind that I wanted this to be a hobby. So pretty much from the get-go, I put every ounce of energy that I had into making sure that I progressed as quickly as possible. And fortunately for me, I've been surrounded by a lot of really, really good teachers. Who've taken me on the road with them and, you know, given me a lot of really, really good opportunities, like you said, really young in my career. And fortunately for me, I've been able to back them up for the most part. So I've gotten a really, really good shot here in Ring of Honor, like you said, CZW. I just got done with my first tour of Japan. So I'm very, very blessed and thankful at all I've gotten to do so far in pro wrestling.
What was that tour in Japan like? You know, obviously it's a different style of wrestling over there.
Oh, big time. You know, the crowds over there are so respectful and they're so intentive, and like they intently watch everything that you do, whereas like when the bell rings, you hear a pin drop. No one's yelling anything, and it's intimidating at first, but then you look out in the crowd and you notice that no one's playing on their phones, no one's talking to the person sitting next to them. They're all just sitting there with this dazed stare at you, watching every little movement that you make. But it's a blast, too, because they're so respectful and, you know, they love pro wrestling just as much as the wrestlers do. And there's such a dedication and passion from the wrestlers over there as well. to where I was there for 2.5 weeks, and I had 14 matches. So we were on tour
wow.
pretty much the whole time. Yeah, man, it was awesome. It was a really, really good experience. I would love to go back, and I really feel like I got better as a professional wrestler going over to Japan for sure.
Well, Adam Cole, this is Mike Knox. What would you say was maybe one of your biggest, I lost my words right there for a second. My son came down the stairs. What was maybe one of your biggest inspirations in getting into professional wrestling?
Well, I'll tell you, Stone Cold Steve Austin actually was the first guy that I remember seeing when I became a wrestling fan. And him specifically, he just captivated me so much because I remember seeing, you know, athletes in sports or actors in movies and things like that. But no athlete or no entertainer really had the ability, I thought, that Steve Austin did, where if you heard a simple sound of glass breaking, he could have 20,000 people on their feet so excited to just get a glimpse of this guy. And I remember just being so blown away by that crowd control that he had. Because I remember even when I first started getting into wrestling, it wasn't even the matches that I was really into. It was more the guys' entrances, which is why Steve Austin was my favorite. And then later on, as time went on and I started to understand what pro wrestling really was, guys like Shawn Michaels were a giant inspiration for me. I was a huge, huge fan of Kurt Angle when he was in his prime. And I really liked everybody. Like, there was a point when I was a fan where I really just enjoyed pretty much everything that I saw. But the guys that really, really stick out in my mind as far as guys that made me go, okay, maybe I'd like to, you know, do this someday, would be like Steve Austin, Kurt Angle, and most definitely Shawn Michaels.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I always ask wrestlers this question, me being a fan of business so long. What was your biggest markout moment when you were, as a wrestler, like far as a wrestler you might have met backstage on your different tours?
Yeah, I have my exact story. I'm really glad you asked that question. The first time that I ever worked for Ring of Honor, I was about to do a dark match there for it was either the first or second set of TV tapings for HDNet in the famous ECW arena. And I remember they were getting ready to do a locker room meeting. And again, you know, I had been, you know, brand spanking new. I by no means was a part of the roster. I had just met most of the guys on the Ring of Honor roster, who personally I was a giant mark for. But Ric Flair was also on this show. And I remember them bringing us back into the locker room to have this locker room meeting. And me standing here in the middle, Nigel McGuinness and Daniel Bryan, then Bryan Danielson, were standing right beside me. And Ric Flair is giving us this motivational speech about how we need to go out and have a great show and how much he enjoys Ring of Honor and believes in Ring of Honor. And I remember standing there looking at Nigel and looking at Bryan and looking at Flair and going, how the hell did I get here? Like, I was like, I do not belong in this locker room during this meeting right now whatsoever. And I remember just being so nervous for that dark match I was about to have and then getting that thrown on me on top of it. That always sticks out in my head as something that was really, really special to me.
Okay. That's all really must be speaking. Go ahead, Mike.
Now, I'm a Ring of Honor fan, but I was a huge CZW fan. And shouts out to HDNet. I was wish you guys were back on HDNet because I have Fios, and so I can't get you guys now that you guys have left HD.net. But, you know, how was the experience you had over at WXWC4 with Uncle Samu?
Oh, man, it was great. Working for Samu was actually one of the first regular bookings that I got when I first started wrestling. And that was a company that I really looked forward to working for every single month that I worked for him. Again, the crowds were awesome, and he was one of the first guys that gave me a real consistent booking and kind of a real opportunity. I remember I had a 25-minute match with Steve Corino that was still one of my favorite matches that I've had in my career thus far, and he really gave me a lot of opportunities to really build my confidence and kind of put me in a certain heel role, kind of the character that I portrayed in CZW as well, where I really kind of got to develop that heel persona that you can see sometimes when you see an Adam Cole match. So, I had a great time there. And I, to be honest, I wish I could wrestle there more often. But now with my schedule, it's been really, really difficult to work for Samu anymore. But But I still hear that he's doing great things and everything's going well, and I definitely think that part of my career was a great time.
So if you could compare, and I asked that question very, you know, threaten a thin rope right there, from WXW, CZW, Ring of Honor, of course, who you work for now, and not trying to ruffle any feathers, what was the best experience that you've had as a professional wrestler? Now, I know you told your mark out almost when you walked into that meeting and you saw Flair and Daniels and those guys, but what was that organization that you worked for, whether it was MCW, whatever it was, what made you say, wow, I really love being around these group of guys and working for this company?
Oh, man, that's so hard to say. Yeah, I mean, that's a fantastic question, because I really do have great stories kind of from each company as far as me getting along with everyone in the locker room, because I for the most part get along with pretty much all the guys. But there's another story that kind of sticks out in my head from Ring of Honor, where when I worked, it was my first set of house show loops with Ring of Honor when I had first signed my contract. This was after I had did that HDNet dark match that I had done, where I remember going to that particular building in Dayton and being very, very nervous. Now being a contracted guy and the pressure that you put on yourself of needing to deliver and things like that. And obviously the guys in the Ring of Honor locker room are so talented. So for me to want to do my best to keep up with them, that was going to be a tough test in itself. And then the whole fitting in process as well. But I remember sitting in the locker room being really nervous and actually Kenny King coming up to me and saying, hey, Cole, come here for a minute. And I went up and he said, hey, I just wanted to properly introduce you and welcome you to the locker room. You're part of, you know, the family now, and everyone here is really, really happy to have you here. And, you know, we're really, really excited to have you on board. And I remember him saying that to me, and that just putting my mind completely at ease, and that kind of set everything in stone for the rest of my experience thus far in Ring of Honor as far as getting along with everybody, because everyone in Ring of Honor wants everyone to be the absolute best that they can be. No one is out there to get anyone. Everyone wants everyone to be, you know, at the top of their game at all times, because if everyone on the show is at their best, all of us make a little more money, we draw more houses, and Ring of Honor becomes more successful. So there's no egos whatsoever in Ring of Honor, which is fantastic, and I know a lot of people think differently because it's a bigger wrestling organization. But that's totally not the case at all. Like I said, everyone there is there to help everybody. So that experience in Ring of Honor was one I'll never forget also.
Certainly. Adam, I have a good friend of mine by the name of Shark. We call him the Apex Predator of Perfect Flex Talk Radio. And he's on the line right now. Shark, you're on the line with your boy Adam Cole.
Guys, Adam, big fan of yours. Love what you do on Ring of Honor. My question
thank you very much, man.
Yeah, my first question, going back to the anniversary show, you were in the main event in the tag team, and you actually got the win over, got to get the pinfall over the current champ, Davey Richards. What was that like to not only be in the main event on the anniversary show for ROH, but to also get a pin over their top guy?
Oh, man, I remember the weeks leading up to that show, and just kind of like I was saying earlier about the pressure that Ring of Honor wrestlers put on themselves to perform at their absolute best. And I remember that, you know, the weeks leading up to that show and just being so stressed out mentally, just wanting to deliver in that spotlight, because I remember someone told me before the show, it's like, okay, you know, you four have 10 years of greatness on your back. And that was really how all of us felt. We went into that match thinking we have to put everything on the line because Ring of Honor has put on fantastic shows for 10 years, and they've chosen us four to headline this giant show. So that pressure in and of itself was huge for me, but it was an opportunity that I really, really wanted and was very thankful to have. And then me being the guy to beat Davey, that was about as close to a full circle moment for me as it gets in pro wrestling. Just to think of when I started, April 6, 2008, and, you know, doing everything that I could to progress as much as I could in pro wrestling and hoping to one day get to ROH, and then having that chance to do that, I really looked at that as kind of the next step in my wrestling career. So ever since that moment, I've, you know, trained even harder and worked even harder to make sure that someday I'm going to become a very consistent main eventer and maybe even one day the ROH world champion. But, yeah, that moment meant a lot to me, and right now I probably hold that as the most special moment for me in my pro wrestling career.
So where does Adam Cole go from here?
You know, I don't know, man. That's the thing is in pro wrestling, there's so many hidden factors of what exactly you're going to do and where exactly you're going to end up. So if you sit down and really try to dictate where you're going to go and where you're going to end up, it can really, really be hard on you. So to a certain extent, you kind of have to let fate kind of take the wheel and just do everything that you can to get as far as you can. With this, like I said, I never in a million years thought I'd be going to Japan, and I've been to Europe 3 times, and I've got to travel all across the United States. I have some more international stuff coming up. So I figure as long as I keep working hard and stay humble and keep that, you know, good work ethic and keep trying to give the fans the absolute best match that I can, I'm going to kind of let pro wrestling, you know, take me wherever it takes me.
All right, all right. Well, Mr. Cole, we're not going to take up too much of your time. We want to thank you for joining us tonight on Perfect Flex Talk Radio, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
People, get on your feet for Adam Cole.
Well, people, Adam Cole, Ring of Honor, Future Shock was in the building. And it's still his words because they're his words because they have his name in them. Now, that was main event. People, 347-637-3859. We are talking Monday Night Raw. We're into the second hour of Perfect Plex Talk Radio. So make sure you tell everybody this show is still going on. We're back from Miami. We got tans and we are already black. We're back from Miami. We're done hobsnobbing. It's okay. We're going to be there at WrestleMania 29 as well. Come join us. You got to go. You got to go. Brian? Baby bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Blog Talk is, she must be on us today.
Right, because, like, I'm sitting up here trying to operate the switchboard, and it was just taking forever. I thought it was me, but I'm glad you're having the same issues.
No,
you can't make fun of my connection.
You know what? Blog Talk's been messing up all weekend long. I don't know what's going on. It have my name. It'd say Mike plus Knox in the thing. I don't know what's going on. But, Brian, run this show for a second. I got to take care of something.
All right, well, people, as you can see, like I said, this is what I want to talk about now. Mr. Yes, yes. Yes, and that's Daniel Bryan. And right now, I'm going to go to Mr. 504. 504, what do you think about my boy Daniel Bryan? 504, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I said, I'm, you know, talking Daniel Bryan, you know, lost the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania to Sheamus. I don't know how it came off on TV, but I do know on Monday Night Raw, Sheamus was booed mercifully. So I want to know, what's your opinion on that whole situation?
Man, that was a sham of a mockery, a travesty. I literally got up to go get something out of the kitchen, came back, and that match was over. And I could not believe it.
Hold up. Now, WrestleMania had a national anthem, and then they had the opening match. You just was getting up to go get something out of the kitchen?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Come on, now. Now, let me tell you what happened. I'm standing up there. Now, we got our belts and we got our sign. We trying to figure out a way to make television. We in Section 127. So I turn around, I put, you know, you hold three belts, and Mike is holding 10 of them, and Baby Huey is holding another three. We're trying to put the belts down and trying to get situated. Mind you, I'm trying to take pictures so I can, you know, relive this experience. And I turn around. As soon as I turn around, I hit two, three, I hit a bell ring. I thought it was a mistake or something. And next thing I know, Daniel Bryan loses. But I tell you this, from that night, the Yes Chance actually had started a little bit at the Hall of Fame. And then WrestleMania, they picked up. By Monday Night Raw, all the whole city of Miami was chanting Yes. You would ride down South Beach, and you would see people at the nightclub yelling, Yes, Yes, Yes. Then it got so put in, Daniel Bryan, Yes, Yes, Yes. And I just think that, you know, him losing that match actually made him more of a fan attraction than if he would have won that match.
That's true. That's true. Because the following SmackDown, they were still cheering. They were still cheering, still chanting. Even though he tried to go continue the heel route, dumping his girlfriend and all that mess, they were still chanting, Daniel Bryan, Daniel Bryan. Monday Night Raw, they were chanting Daniel Bryan whole time.
Whew, I just had to flush Barney's turd.
Oh, my God. Must we know that?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Man. I got kids listening to the show. Dang. All right, so we got Maurice. Maurice, what do you think about Daniel Bryan?
Oh, man, I want to tell you this. They better not mess this one up because, you know, this dude has gone through like proverbial hell and back. I'm saying, like, I remember I first saw this guy, like, when he was at ROH, and I was like, damn, who would have knew, like, the dude that was, like, jobbing at John Cena on Velocity was going to be, like, the biggest dude on the scene. I'm like, man, like, everywhere I'm going, I've got, like, people who are, like, that follow WWE and TNA, but it's like, yo, you know about Dragon, right? And they, like, damn, this dude's blown up, and now he finally hit our WWE. I'm like, man, I didn't know everybody knew. Dan, I thought, like, I was the only one, like, when he first came that, like, knew who Danielson was, and I was like, yeah, I'm like, man, I'm proud for what he's doing. I'm hoping to keep this up, but I'm a little scared knowing WWE, like, when somebody get too hot, that they're going to, like, wind up messing them up. But I'm, like, hoping the fans, they letting Vince know, hey, y'all got the truth right here with Daniel Bryan. Don't be messing this dude up because we're going to make him even more popular if y'all even try and screw him again like you did at WrestleMania.
Maurice, here's proof the guy's over. He was on Monday Night Raw after rolling off the air and said, I've been trying to get them to give me a new T-shirt. It came out the very next day.
Yeah, I saw that article too. Like, I'm like, damn. I thought they were like printing them up. Like, actually, I heard they started printing them up like just as Mania was going on, or like the whole weekend or whatever.
Well, you know, I here's my thing, and I know probably Baby Bro probably disagrees with me when I say this. I don't think that the Yes chant is over because of him necessarily. I'm not saying he's not part of it. I think that the Yes chant got over because it was something that was just very catchy as we were all in Miami going into different venues and arenas that were down there. Like going into Access, people were screaming Yes. Going into Hall of Fame, they were screaming Yes. Going into WrestleMania, just waiting to get inside, it was just a catchy chant. And I think the majority of people caught on because there were thousands of other people screaming it. So, you know, wrestling fans are like sheep. Let's be real. We are. Okay. Somebody hated Cena, now everybody hates Cena. Everybody loved that belt at first, now everybody hates that belt. You know, it's just what it is. So that's just my opinion. I think that's how the Yes chant got over there, Baby Bro. But we got a call coming in also, Baby Bro. Corey was down there in Miami with us, another member of the wrestling realm, or the firm, I'm sorry. Shout out to the wrestling realm, the world of Wayne Allen. He was also checking in. Corey, you was down there in Miami. What do you think of A, Raw, and then B, the Yes Chant in itself and Brian Daniels?
What's going on, all you smart marks?
What's going on, Corey?
Corey from the firm. What's going on, gentlemen? First of all, my voice is a little gone from just attending Monday Night Raw here in D.C., but I will answer both of you. Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Did you know Brock Lesnar came out there tonight and gave John Cena another F5?
Hey, you know what? Hey, did you know that WWE Raw comes on at 9 p.m. on USA?
Mark definition number two.
Definition number
more.
So, stay tuned for the videos coming, people.
Please stop. No, don't even start. Yeah. However, because I want to answer your question. First of all, I'm glad if anybody for their first Mania got the weekend that y'all did, I'm glad that y'all got it because y'all deserve it, first of all.
Thank
that
you.
Was a Mania
thank
weekend
you.
To have. And that Raw that y'all went to, that was great. It was absolutely wonderful for them to finally, you know, have some surprise come to you. And you're really like, wow, with the mouth and the jaw drop. And you're really like, oh, my goodness, did it just happen? Yeah. I'm glad that happened for y'all, definitely. And honestly, I think I got followed up with a good Raw at that. The Yes Chance, I think Mike Knox hit it right on the head. That's exactly what I was saying. You have the real fans who noticed those chants. 2 weeks ago, you weren't hearing Yes Chance at all. You get down to Miami, you get the hardcore fans mixed in with the number two marks, and the number two marks follow suit, and they start chanting yes. Now all of a sudden, going into Access, they're chanting yes. Now, I remember saying to G-Lo, our other firm member, I said, this is interesting that now all of a sudden they're chanting yes, like it's the thing to do. Hall of Fame, you're really starting hearing it. By the time we made it to Sun Life Stadium, we were running around the parking lot. We were in the seats. Chanting, yeah, I mean, the Yes Chant was more over than the Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks chant. Yes Chant was the thing to chant. And, you know, I agree with Mike Knox. I think they were printing these up as Mania was going on. I think they knew. I think they said, we might as well get this out now while it's hot. And it as obviously similar as it is, it definitely reminds me of the What Chant, because Austin was still a heel. Let's not forget, Austin was a heel with the What Chant, and it just got over, and coupled with a couple of other things, it turned him face. And once again, just on the whole hashtag, I agree with Mike Knox, trending worldwide. The Daniel Bryan was a factor in the Yes Chant, but he wasn't the full-fledged reasoning that the Yes Chants are what they are. It was a thing to do in Miami. It wasn't necessarily a Daniel Bryan thing. It was a Miami thing. Keep it real. The Wrestling Realm and the firm are part of the origination of the Yes Chant. Let's keep it real. We were there in Miami. We were part of the origination of that. We can always claim that forever, that if the Yes Chant 20 years from now goes on, we can always say we were there when it started.
Yeah, but you know what? This is what I do say. I feel that by Daniel Bryan losing so fast and the fans getting pissed off, the hardcore fans, that they even continued to chant. Not only did they continue to chant yes for the next three or four matches, but they even continued to chant Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. What WWE realizes, I think, too, but for the casual fans, and they don't realize the more and more that somebody has a cult following before WWE and you try to job them out when they get there, the more people are going to follow them. And, you know, the casual wrestling fans are just going to try to be cool to be cool. As hashtag I agree with Mike Knox, John Cena, it was not popular to dislike John Cena. It never was until recently. A lot of people don't realize the people that legitimately did not like Cena, I respect them. The ones, the originators of the We Hate Cena shirts, I respect them because they legitimately did not like John Cena. All of a sudden,
it became cool, it became a chant, it became a fad that, yeah, oh, let's just not like, you know what I saw tonight? I want to touch on this too. Little kid in his John Cena headband and his John Cena shirt down on the floor, in his floor seat, has a sign that says, let's go Cena, Cena sucks. And he's wearing a John Cena t-shirt. Are you serious, bro? Seriously. I mean, come on. What is, I mean, really, the kid just wants to be cool. It proves our point that if you get enough hardcore fans behind it, your casual fans will follow suit. Daniel Bryan knows this because the hardcore fans cheer, yes, yes, yes. They're Daniel Bryan, Mark. They were the ones that were behind Daniel Bryan when he got, quote, unquote, fired back in 2010. They were the ones behind him. They were the ones cheering Daniel Bryan to get him back. Everybody now thinks it's cool to chant, yes, yes, yes. 6 months from now, Daniel Bryan's going to be a face because of it. And it's right there.
I hope not, Corey.
But I like what he did Monday, Friday night on SmackDown. And that was take that and say, you guys don't support me. You support, you say yes during the Rocks match. And that's how you maintain your heelness. And he did, it was a perfect way. And then it rocked.
Bro? Baby bro. All right, I don't know where Brian went. Brian is having technical difficulties, or I think Blog Talk is having technical difficulties. Brian, you there? Baby bro. All right, listen, people, the number to call in, 347-637-3859. Let's take a break. We'll be right back, find out what's going on with these phone lines. We are back, Perfect Plex Talk Radio, Mike Knox, the CEO, Mr. Main Event, Brian Waters. We're aristocrats.
Right, you got to say that right. It's Mr. Brian Waters! He had the music going, so I had to go with it.
That's how it sounds? Okay.
Hey. Hey, I like Del Rio's music. I love it.
I love it. Yo, you blast, you know, all of it in the car, bro.
You daggone right. You know I've been blasting the End of an Era music.
That song is hot. Watch the fans. I bet you're listening. That's my next theme music for the next for season 3 starting in September. That End of an Era thing.
No, you will switch it.
Rock and roll.
Something else gonna be hot. Something else gonna be hot, Mike. And you will be like, nah, I gotta go with this. I know I said it. Watch.
I like that one right there. I like that one. Shouts out to Fred Nux checking in, listening in. Shouts out to PW Journal. You know what I mean? I love the nickname that's going around, thanks to my man Caesar Black, the Stephen A. Smith of professional wrestling. I don't try to be, but he is one of my idols, so sometimes it just comes off that way. But, baby bro, we're gonna cut out of here a little bit early tonight, guys. You know, it's just what it is. We got These Circumstances, Blog Talk, the man is trying to come against this movement, which is known as Perfect Plex Talk Radio, partner with Wrestling Round, partner with the Best Damn Show on Radio, Radio Networks, partner with hashtag the network, partner with hashtag I Agree with Mac. Mike Knox, hashtag some of the Wrestling Round Table.
And hashtag sources say Mike Knox's favorite two divas are on their way out of the WWE.
What?
Yeah, the Bellas.
Them ain't my favorite two. Shoot, you have me scared.
People, you heard it here first.
You have me scared. Stop, so hold on. Do not take away Kelly. Kelly, what are they doing? But what is your perfect plex of the week?
You know, it was so many, but I got to go with John Cena taking his right hand and smacking the ugliness. Well, take too much of that, but he's smacking Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, he is. Brock Lesnar is an ugly dude.
My bad. That was my markout moment.
You sure?
That was my markout moment.
What was it? I'm confused.
It was John Cena slashing Brock Lesnar. I realized my perfect flex.
Okay.
My perfect flex was simply Y2J coming out there and just, you know, people don't like the slow talk of Jericho, but this just goes to show you how smart and brilliant he is.
Hold on, people get mad about that?
Yeah, people do. But the fact that he can sit up there, like I said, he has made everybody's new favorite wrestler look so vulnerable for the past 6 weeks, it's ridiculous, and I'm loving each and every bit of it.
I like
not to say
that.
Not to say I don't like CM Punk, but come on, guys. For those who y'all seen the haters out there, where's Punk Jam? What he told us he's going to do? Mike, I'm going to get this one. I know what you're going to say. Well, he can always do what they do, but this is what Punk said.
No, you said it at WrestleMania. Go ahead, say it again for the public.
We was going to get ice cream bars. I understand it's cold. It ain't got warm yet unless you're in Miami. But that's not the point. I want ice cream bars. I ain't got it yet. I eat ice cream in my house all year round. Punk said we was going to get a new title. He said, because that thing is so god-awful ugly, and I'm going to switch it up. He ain't do that. He said he want his face all over Buster's. All he did was whine, got what he want. But we ain't seen no results.
Tell him why you still mad, son.
And I say, I'm absolutely perfect.
Tell him why you so. He's an for somebody to go to Miami to reach a lifelong dream. He came back pretty angry, didn't he, guys?
I'm happy. I'm ecstatic, you know. I can't wait till school tomorrow.
Listen, my perfect plex of the week is simply I made it to WrestleMania. So yes, people, it was a week ago. So what? It's my show. That's still my perfect plex, was that I made it to WrestleMania, and I didn't have none of my four kids there to bother me. It was just me bothering Mr. Main Event. Okay. Why? Did you know what soundbite you were playing?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't self-eating. But that's my perfect tonight. But my wrestling sickle.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I am not 40 years old. That is Corey. Hey, Corey is listening. Shout out to my co-host. Make sure you guys check out tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. the new Twitch show right here. We can ride out to that right there because he's just playing around with the switchboard. He's like a little kid in a candy store right now. He's just playing with the switchboard. Okay. But that's my wrestling sickle. I didn't even give it out. My wrestling sickle was given out already by Spot Face. It definitely was the whole Mark Henry thing. Messed up the title. But, guys, we're going to get up out of here, man. It's time to say goodbye to all our Negro family and everybody else who ain't Negroes. Don't be alarmed. We'll be back next week on the Best Damn Show and Radio Networks, Perfect Plex Talk Radio. Make sure you check us out each and every single week in iTunes, previous episodes. Make sure you go back in iTunes. This Saturday's episode I had on Diamond Dallas Page, the original People's Champion. Watch the bass. I need them disc. Listen, people, how can you look in the mirror, right, and actually say to yourself, Brian, you know where I'm going, right?
I love me some me.
But don't love God. What's up with that? It just don't make no sense. Look, Blog Talk is destroying me. I can't even type in my name on my sound bites. What the heck is going on in this place? God darn it.
I told you stop dissing that woman. I told you stop dissing that woman.
That wasn't me.
It was y'all. Y'all get up here, and all y'all do is complain that she don't let y'all, she don't hear the one, when y'all hit the one button, and she just came back for you.
Listen, people, we check y'all out next week. We out of here. Shout out to Fred Nuts. Shout out to everybody who gives us love and supports us. We love y'all because y'all love us. We see y'all next week. Now that's Main Event.
Are y'all ready? I go by the name Fred Nuts. We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! After money, now you're wrong, what you getting in? Perfect Flex Radio, got them listening. Mr. Main Event, B-Dub and Mike Knox. Got this Blog Talk Radio, it's on lock. From Cena to The Rock, whatever wrestler is hot. News to interviews, it's a one-stop shop. We go live every Monday after Raw. So get on the net and log on to blogtalkradio.com /TheGameV1. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling. That's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio. Simply perfect.